Welcome to the Business of Sales. You're here because you want to improve your results in your business, right? Well, that's exactly what we do here on this podcast. We're here to help you answer those five questions that, frankly, every business owner has to answer if they want to reach their objectives. I'm Morris Sims, and I've been training professional salespeople for, well, let's just say over 35 years, and I want to help you with this podcast. We give you practical ideas to help you, and we have guests on the show who are going to share their expertise, and that's going to help you get what you want. Hey, here's a clip from today's show.
So you got to fearlessly focus. And the focus is the hard, one of the hardest things to do, because we naturally have these concept of focusing on things, but sometimes we focus on negative things. If we focus on negative things, we're actually, our subconscious mind will start showing us negative things.
This week on the Business of Sales, John Davis is our guest, and John is a keynote speaker, a fight director, college professor, corporate action hero, and on top of that, he's a comedian. So I figured John was going to be a heck of a lot of fun as a guest, and he's going to bring some great value to you today. So, John, welcome to the Business of Sales.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. It's a real pleasure. I've had a chance to talk with sales conferences all over the country, and I find salespeople to be, just typically humorous people anyway.
That's for sure. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, John, tell us about being a corporate action hero. How does that work?
Well, there's a couple things in there. Action means to create motion, start momentum, or to do something. Hero is someone who achieves extraordinary results in service of others. And if you're in sales at all, that's kind of your job, is to do things to be in service of others and bring extraordinary results. And so as a salesperson, you have to understand that you are an action hero. And if you're a leader of salespeople, then you're an action hero leader. And so that's where the name comes from. Now, the background comes in the fact that I was a stuntman. I was a fight director. And what happened to me when I was 22 years old, I actually was helping someone unload a van full of boxes of clay. He was a professional potter. And I picked up the first box that day, and my spine split in two.
Oh.
And I collapsed and was paralyzed. And, it was very interesting. So they took me to the hospital, and the doctor said, Mr. Davis, you have a condition on the spina bifida occulta. And I said, Gesundheit.
Yeah,
that's what you say when somebody says that. I had three vertebrae that never formed properly at birth, and with the extra weight and the twisting action, I actually broke my spine in half. I ended up, through the process of coming back from that, I had doctors telling me I couldn't achieve anything. I had doctors telling me to give up on all my dreams of being a stuntman and a fight director. And through the process of coming back, I had to take my own beliefs instead of theirs, and I had to leverage my present moment and really stay flexible in the process. And what happened was, over the course of a year and a half, I worked my way back, and at a year and a half, I climbed up on top of a three-story tower, and I jumped off into a fall pad. Then I went on to do over 4,000 live comedy sword fighting shows all over the world. Well, that comedy sword fighting show was called Hack and Slash, and it went to the front lines of Iraq and Afghanistan and all kinds of places like that. I found that I was really had discovered a method that everyone goes through. It's a primal response that we all have based on the fight or flight response. But I found a method of hacking it. And in sales, what's interesting is it's the same process that your client, your prospect is going through. In leadership, it's the same thing that your team is going through. And for you personally, it's the same thing that you go through when you're trying to achieve anything in your life, too. So by being able to hack that response, you end up shortening learning curves and becoming more productive and achieving your goals faster.
Is that your five F's of achievement, John? Is that where that is?
That's exactly what that is. And those five F's have changed lives and have, after that accident, after that back injury, that took me off. I ended up, like I said, doing over 4,000 live comedy sword fighting stunt shows. I also became the artistic director of several theme parks. I was a college professor. Every goal that I set for myself after that, I was able to achieve really quickly because of those five F's.
John, I know we're just on a podcast here. We haven't got all day, of course, but we have some time. Is that something you can share with us here on our show today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me just jump into it real quick here. So
please, please.
The first of the five F's is fearlessness. Before you can talk about being fearless, you need to talk about what fear is. Well, usually when I ask my audiences all over the world what fear is, the room goes silent, and then somebody in the back of the room will go, "False evidence appearing real." That's the one you always hear, right? When you break down fear scientifically, fear is an emotional reaction to some future event that may or may not happen with you focused on a negative outcome. So really, it's just negatively focused uncertainty. And a lot of salespeople, when they're going through the process of sales, they go into a sale uncertain and worried about getting the sale. And you've got to break that fear cycle. Now, the way you break that fear cycle is very, very simple. It's a technique that they use in Broadway and in Hollywood. When an actor is on stage and he's doing his show and suddenly he forgets all his lines, he's actually literally trained to stop, exhale, and relax all his muscles. What happens is it turns off the fear response and turns on the cognitive thinking brain. The reason this works is because it is the primal reaction that makes you lose that cognitive thinking brain when you get scared. And so I'll give you an example. So imagine, do you ever watch like National Geographic shows on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there's always that one doomed gazelle in every episode, right?
Yeah. Right. Poor thing. It never makes it up the bank of the river. I don't know.
Right. He's out there, he's hanging out, he's chewing on grass, and then the lion hits the field, right? And then first thing that gazelle does is gasp for air. You know, gasp for air. Well, see, most people, when they get into a fear response, they feel like they can't get a deep breath. It's not because they can't breathe. It's because their body is conserving air so they can run further and faster. And if you can exhale and tell your body you don't need to conserve air, you shut off the fear response. So anytime you're going into something big and daunting and you feel yourself not breathing well, exhale and let it go. So the first is fearlessness. You set your fears aside. Now, as I said earlier, I was on the front lines of Iraq and Afghanistan, and I talked to soldiers. I said, how can you go into fights like this and come out and know you're going to be okay? He said, well, first, the thing they did was they actually did the same thing. They exhaled. But then they said something interesting. He says, but it's also easy for us because we have an objective. We have a goal, something to focus on. So you have to fearlessly focus. And the focus is one of the hardest things to do because we naturally have these concept of focusing on things, but sometimes we focus on negative things. If we focus on negative things, we're actually, our subconscious mind will start showing us negative things. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever bought a car?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so did you choose what kind of car you wanted before you went to the store to buy it?
I did.
You did. So once you chose that kind of car, did you notice that you started seeing that kind of car all over the place?
And the same color as well.
In the same color, exactly, right? You started spotting the car because your conscious mind chose something, your subconscious mind started showing it to you. And so when you focus on something negative, your subconscious mind will start to show you the pathway to achieve it. Your subconscious mind has two jobs. One is storing your memories of your present moment and creating a subconscious belief. And the other one is to show you what you're actually focusing on. And so when you get focused on the serious, solid outcome that you want, the positive outcome. You know, as a stuntman, when I stood on top of the 3-story tower and I'm getting ready to jump off, I'm not focused on the tower. I'm not focused on missing or falling. I'm focused on where I'm going to land. I'm literally focused on where I'm going to go. So that's the same thing with a salesperson. You know, when you're dealing with a client and you see them tensing up, that's because they're not breathing. So then you have to assess where their fear is and go, okay, what's the fear? So now when I get through these 5 F's, I'll tell you a quick story about how I use these and I'll relate it directly to sales. We've got fearlessly and we've got focus, right? And the next one is a tough one, and it's faith, belief you can, because you know that they call it a leap of faith because you really have to have faith to get faith. So you have to believe that you can. And if you don't believe you can get something, then you're not going to take the next of the 5 F's, which is follow through. You're not going to take an action if you don't believe you're going to. Thoughts and words without action are simply daydreams. And so you have to make sure that you're staying focused in this direction. And then taking an action to keep the momentum going. So we got fearlessly focused with faith and follow through. And then the last one is flexibility. Something in your process as you're going along is going to come up that's going to seem contrary to what you're trying to achieve. And at that moment, you got to realize that, as I said, your subconscious mind is showing you what you're focusing on. So if you're truly focused on a positive outcome and something pops up that seems contrary, that's because your subconscious mind is showing it to you so you can address it to get to your goal, not so you can be stopped. The only way you get stopped is if you allow something that allows you choose to be stopped. That's the process. Fearlessly focused with faith, follow through with flexibility. What this did for me is it got me out of a bed in record time. Doctors told me that they didn't think I'd ever walk again, and they definitely told me I'd never have a physical career again. I not only walked again, but I went on and had one of the most physical careers of anybody I know. I mean, I'm literally jumping off towers and being on fire and all kinds of crazy things like that. So now let me relate this to sales. When I do my main corporate action hero keynote speech, the last thing I do is I walk out in the audience and I choose the most timid person I can find and I bring them to the stage. So now imagine that person is a timid client, prospect, whatever you want to call them in your business. They come to the stage and the first thing I have to realize is it's not my sale. It's theirs. They're the one paying for it. So I have to go empathetically from where they are. So the first thing I know is this person, I chose this person because they were timid. So I know as they come to the stage, they're timid. So I immediately start making them feel comfortable on stage. I start saying, hey, thank you so much for coming. It's really happy that you came up, and giving them nods and positive reinforcement. Then I know that her fear is that she's in front of all these people and she really wants them to accept her. And so I turn to the audience and say, isn't she a rock star? And I take the one thing that she's afraid of and I turn it around and I drop it right in her lap. I go, and they get this, so they immediately love her. So we got fear, so and not fear out of the way, right? So then the next thing is I want her to focus on a positive attitude. So I start talking about fishing. And I say, let's talk fishing. So we're talking fishing. And I say, today I want to show you the best way to cast a fishing rod. And she says, okay. So I walk over to the other side of the stage and I pull out a bull whip.
Okay.
and I hand her a bull whip. Now, she has an instant fear response. And I'm going back to number one again. Her fear is that, you know, she's going to get hurt, right? Because that's what people, when they think whips, they think pain, danger, or something frisky Friday night, but we don't want to go there. Right? We want to make sure that we're focused on something positive and something easy. So I think it's just pretend it's a fishing rod because it's the same action. So then I make the whole part of the audience do a funny fish face. So I'm keeping her positive attitude going the whole time. Positive focus, right? Getting her laughing about things. And then I get them to do the fish face on the one side of the audience. I say, just choose which fish you want to catch and just cast your fishing rod at that fish. And she cracks the whip. Kapow! Really loud. I say, catch another one. Bam! Catch another one. Boom! So she's cracking the whip like three or four times now. So now I've got to throw, I got her to fearlessly, I got her to focus on the fish. I had her give her belief in herself just by giving her positive reinforcement, letting her know she could. Then I got her to take the action. The action was, you know, follow through, cracking the whip. Now I'm going to throw a little bit of flexibility in the picture here. So I say, okay. So you know how to crack a whip now. You know, how to cast your fishing rod. So you heard it crack. So then I reach my pocket and I pull out a target. And it's basically what it is. It's one of those long pretzel rods that you see in the stores. And I hold a pretzel rod out. Now, she knows when she sees me hold that out that I wanted to crack it out of my hand. I know that my client, prospect, has dropped into another fear because, say, in this moment, they just heard the price. Right? Right? So I have to go, you know, you don't worry about it. I know it seems like a lot. Seems like a whole bunch you're going through right now, but I promise you can do this. And all I really want you to do is stay focused on what we actually are trying to achieve here. You know, if I'm selling them something, I'm going to stay focused on the solutions that I'm offering. And so now I'm holding that target out there. I say, just focus on where you want to go and just cast your fishing rod. And she goes, kaboom! And she cracks the fishing rod, passes the target right out of my hand. Doesn't hit me every time. I've done this, you know, hundreds and hundreds of times. I've never been hit. The interesting thing is that everything I just said there happened in 5 minutes on stage because I was able to stay with the five F's and work her through her process. Basically, what I did was I sold her all the way through on the fact that we were doing this. As I managed her fear, I leveraged her present moment. I got her to fearlessly focus with faith and follow through with flexibility. And she ended up hitting the target, which would be the sale, right?
John, that's amazing. Tell me how a salesperson would apply this to their own fears of getting out in front of new people and going out to meet people that chances are they don't know and frankly may not even be in the same realm with.
Absolutely. There's a couple of little techniques you can use. First of all, you have to do the exhale thing. You have to give yourself a break, realize that you can be fallible, they can be fallible. Everybody's in this life thing together, right? You're all equal, no matter who they are. You know, I've worked with top movie stars. Everyone I've seen so far, they have all the same human factor that we do. They blow their nose just like I do, right? everyone's pretty much the same. The reality of it is you're the one who's creating the attribute of, oh my God, I need this sale. Oh my gosh, you know, you get in that stress of, I need to make my quota, I need to do this. You have to realize, number one, that that's a fear. You are afraid you're not going to. Now, let me tell you a big secret that anyone can use to break that cycle. Stop using words that aren't present moment positive active. Let me kind of explain that. When I was getting out of that bed, I had to take words out of my vocabulary. And the main factors that I took out were wanting, needing, hoping, and trying. Because none of them are active positive. They're basically a declaration that I don't have something. Right. So I had to say, I am creating, I am selling them. And when I'm in a sales situation, I sell all the time. As a corporate speaker, I'm selling my speeches, I'm selling my workshops, I'm selling me, that I am my product. And so all the time, I have to not focus on the tangible product. I have to focus on my solution. And if I believe in my solution, then I'm not afraid to talk to somebody about it. You know, I won't have that fear response. So if you're going into a situation where you're about and you're nervous about talking to somebody new, here's the next little trick you can use. Pretend you're an actor. And I mean that seriously. Pretend you're an actor. Because you're talking to somebody who, now I'm going to back up into some personal stuff here. My father was an alcoholic abuser. And of his seven kids, I was the one he didn't like. And what that manifested into my life was me being an extreme introvert with very low self-esteem. And I overcame all of that to do what I do now. But what got me out of that cycle was I started acting. And I started when I took myself out of that situation. So give yourself the persona. You know, maybe you're Steve Miller. So now you're Steve Miller, the salesman, is the acting character. Or the Steve Million, the solutionist, you know, or I'm a solution man, you know, some kind of character that can show value, because that's, you know, your client's going to come to you. And first of all, they're going to have some natural fears anyway. They're going to make, you know, be afraid that they're going to get ripped off. They're going to be afraid they're not going to find the right solution. They're going to be afraid it's too expensive. So you have all those fears that they're coming to you with anyway. You know, you have to understand that empathetically, but you also have to realize that to deliver that, you have to deliver it in a way that is not going to elicit fear. And just like any animal in nature, people smell fear. People smell fear. You know, you walk into a room, and I'm sure you've had this experience where you've walked in the room, and you're like, oh, something happened in this room. This is tense. You get that feeling of a tense room. That's because your primal responses have kicked into fear or anger. And you're going, okay, I'm in defense mode. So you can't be the one who's going to elicit that. And so you have to actually actively stop your fear before you go into a sales cycle.
John, I love it. Thank you very much. I mean, this is really, really cool. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not finished with this interview yet, but I want to ask you this question now, even though it's probably something I should ask you at the end of the interview. Is that okay?
Oh, you ask me whatever you want, whenever you want. I'm an easy guy.
How do we follow up on the five F's? How do I learn more about that? Because this is a cool new idea for most of us. For me, at least, I know it is. How do I learn more? How do I follow up on that?
Well, the quickest and easiest way today, I want to give your audience a gift. And when I say gift, I mean gift. And gift, the word gift means free. And free to me, for me to be true to my word, means you give me nothing. So I'm going to give you a link, you know, corporateactionhero.com/gift. And you go there and you can download the 5F workbook. When I say it's free, you don't even have to give me an email address. This is literally about bringing value to you today, not taking from you. So go there. The only thing I will ask is if you're getting anything out of this at all, you're going to be on my site anyway. Just look around, see if you see anything interesting. And you're also going to see that I have a daily vlog, which is I put out a small piece of daily motivation. It's usually 2 to 6 minutes, sometimes up to 9. And basically, it's just a little brief thought process that you can think about what you think about what I'm talking about. Because what I do is I find quotes that I find interesting, and I kind of expand on them. Sometimes I argue against them. But yeah, it's just something to motivate your mind and keep your mind active. Because if your mind's not active, then your mind is going to stagnate.
CorporateActionHero.com/gift. And we'll go there. That's great, John. Thank you very much for that. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, my friend, is this. You're a business person. You're out there doing your thing every day. How do you deal with all the distractions? We talked about focus a few minutes ago. That's still the key word in business, in my opinion. How do you deal with keeping yourself organized and focused on what you need to do?
The number one thing somebody's going to do when they're looking to buy something is they're going to go online and look for it. By creating the large internet footprint, you end up creating more opportunities. And so for me, every day I get up in the morning, first thing I do is I meditate. I meditate twice a day when I get up and before I go to bed, because it clears my mind. It allows my mind to have a break, because I'm one of those guys that, you know, constantly is thinking about the next thing, and I have to actively tell myself to take a break. And so by giving myself meditation twice a day, I end up, you know, have that moment where it's just like, okay, I'm just shut off. The next thing I do is I do the next most important thing that anyone can do in the morning. I make a gigantic pot of coffee. and then I drink my coffee, right? So I end up taking that cup of coffee, and I come into my office and I sit down. And my office is one of my two video studios in my house. I sit at my video studio. I turn on like all my stuff, and I start going through my emails and getting all that stuff out of the way. And then I just start looking at, okay, how can I increase my visibility? And that you know, I ask myself that every day. And that video blog, that motivational blog I do, is huge for me. Now, I'll tell you, sales guys, sales people, a big secret. If you create video and then link that video to your website, you have created a huge cross-link that's getting picked up by Google. You search John Davis Corporate Action Hero in Google, you're going to find videos. Especially if you go under the video tab, you're going to find hundreds of videos, mainly because I tag them as my daily vlog. That's my day starts that way. I get up there and I immediately start looking at my footprint.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here today. It's refreshing. It's interesting. It's new to us. And I really do appreciate you taking the time, John. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you. It's been absolutely fun. And make sure you guys go out there and get that 5F workbook, because it really is designed to help.
CorporateActionHero.com/gift. Man, John, thanks again. Appreciate you. Everybody out there, y'all have a great week. Go out and knock the cover off the ball. Have a good time. I'll see you again next week right here on the Business of Sales.